Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Thursday. It's Chamber Day on the show, and we've got Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Jason Smith joining us in studio. Jason, good to see you again.
Good morning, fellas. How are you all today?
Doing pretty good.
Before we get started, I do want to wish Dave an upcoming happy birthday.
Oh, how nice of you.
You've got a big one coming up. It made my heart happy to see that you were that much older than me.
You're welcome.
So
it's the little things. You know, this is why we're friends.
It is. Because, it's exactly.
My sacrifice is your gain.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say publicly, I would have loved to have been at your party. I'm going to miss it, and I'm going to explain why, because it's a little bit of a humble brag. I will be at a party in McAllister, Oklahoma, or just outside of McAllister, Oklahoma, where my daughter and her husband will be doing a gender reveal on my third grandchild.
Really?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
You're excused.
So I'm super excited about that.
And Stacy's going with you, right?
Stacy's going with me, and we will see. I have two girls, so a six-year-old and a one-year-old, and I know my son-in-law is praying for a boy. We'll see if that happens, but we're really excited about it, and grandkids are the best.
Well,
if I'd have known grandkids were this great, I would have skipped kids and just gone straight to grandkids.
Good luck. Yeah. I don't have the grandkid thing going
yet.
I'm not in a rush, but
no,
I still have the Hot Wheels
what?
And
you
the Barbies.
You don't get a say in that anyway, right? That's not really your call.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure there's whole much in my world that I get a say in.
You know what? I can sympathize with that. So, but anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We at the Chamber, we value you as a member and as one of our friends, and I will see you tomorrow. We are starting recording the Chamber podcast, which is something that we'll roll out in September, and Dave is going to produce that for us, and so we're super excited about that.
Well, I appreciate your support as well. You know, we've had a great relationship over the years, and I've been a part of the Chamber, been on the board, and been mostly active in the CVB.
Correct.
Over the years,
and you're currently on the CVB steering committee, right?
Just went off.
Oh, okay.
Went off. You know, that was one of those things I think just happened with COVID. It's just like, COVID's here. He got it. We don't want him anymore. Yeah.
That's not true from our standpoint. But
I still, you know this. I have a tremendous interest in the community, and am very very proud of my work and volunteerism through the Chamber, and very 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 happy with the amount of support that I've gotten from the Chamber in the past as well, because we've worked on a lot of events together.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're happy to have you. And I think that's enough of the love affair. We can move on to the...
You didn't bring cookies or
that was
donuts.
Amber's job, and she apparently did not come through on that. We didn't introduce Amber
so
yet,
here's
did we?
Here's
probably
the natural
Amber.
Transition.
That's right.
Who is Amber, Jason?
So we are excited today to have Amber Wilhelm with us. She is our talent strategies coordinator, and we are focusing a lot of our efforts in our economic development program now on attracting and retaining talented individuals, so here in a minute we're going to talk about a new program that we're launching, and then Amber's going to give us an update on HYPE, which is our rebranded Young Professionals program.
All right, sounds good. Welcome, Amber. Good to see you.
Yes, great to be here with you all. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I apologize that I did not come through on the cookies.
Did you know about?
She just found out like 2 minutes ago. So
live on the air. That's not like putting you on the spot or anything, is it?
No, not at all.
Just remember, for future reference, Brandon and Dave like cookies, donuts, biscuits, bacon.
Bacon's good, yeah. You know, we have like a hierarchy of guests. Like, so Kevin Ingram, a Manhattan Christian College president, he actually brings cookies in studio for us once in a while. So he's at the top of the hierarchy.
Kevin's good like that. He understands how to make the host happy.
And Jason
we
and
have
Amber,
to do better.
These matters are just what we like to call low-hanging fruit.
That's exactly right. We apologize.
Noted for next time.
Well, we always like having you in here, and of course we're kidding, but the Leaders Retreat, that was just a couple weeks ago, and it was for the first time it was held here in Manhattan.
It was. I think they've had them here before when they were trying it at a different time of the year. But this was the first time we actually had the only Leaders Retreat in Manhattan. And it was obvious why we did that. It with COVID and the impacts on the hospitality industry, we wanted to do everything we could to make sure that we were supporting our local community. And so had 200 or so of our closest friends from Pottawatomie County, Riley County, and Geary County at basically a two-day event, and talked about some issues that are important to the region and the community. And we changed a little bit of the format this year. Normally, we bring in national speakers or speakers that talk broadly about national issues, or you know, maybe authors that have just written a book about community or regional economic development. This year, everybody that spoke was somehow locally connected. So we did have a couple of speakers from the state, but it was Blake Flanders, who's the head of the Board of Regents, and it was Perry Wiggins, who handles the governor's military relations program. So there's an obvious local connection to bringing in those speakers. And then we set aside a significant amount of time in this year's event for open dialogue. And so every speaker or presentation was followed by about 20 minutes of dialogue where we talked about the theme of the retreat was big ideas. So driving the big ideas. And we encourage people to just think of the biggest idea you can think of. There were some that were pretty big. And then at the end of the conference, we set aside about 3 hours, and we asked people to vote on kind of all the big ideas, and we put them up on the wall, and we use the stickers and the way you do that. And we pulled out about 5 of those and did some deeper dives into those specific issues. And we got a lot of good feedback on programs that not only we're just starting to work on, but programs that we need to be working on. So at the forefront of that was I think people are concerned, and some of this is probably because we've been talking about it a lot this year, but I think people are concerned about having the right infrastructure to attract jobs. So do we have adequate business parks? Do we have available facilities, whether that's warehousing, manufacturing, or one of the things that we're really challenged with right now is lab space. And so we talked a lot about what some ideas that we could do regionally to address those needs. And we have several groups right now working on those projects, and we'll be talking more in the upcoming weeks about some other ideas that we have, including a presentation to the City Commission in all likelihood in September regarding trying to attract people to invest in spec buildings. And then the lab situation is just something that's really challenging because building labs is really expensive. I mean, we're talking in some cases $400 to $500 a square foot. And so building those on spec becomes very challenging, and you have to have deep pockets and be willing to probably suffer some losses. And that's just hard to do right now. And so people want, well, if I can get an anchor tenant, I'll build labs, but it's hard to get an anchor tenant if without existing lab space. So it's sort of the chicken and the egg. And we'll be looking at some different ideas on how we can move forward there. Another huge idea or huge challenge that was identified at the leaders retreat is daycare. And we all know about the labor shortages right now that are going on across the country. One of the things that's at the forefront when people talk about going back to work is, I can't find adequate daycare, and if I can't find adequate daycare, I can't find a job that will pay me enough to pay for daycare. And so what can we do? And maybe we're limited in what we can do, but as a community, what can we do to improve the situation as it involves daycare? So George Kant on our staff is putting together a task force that's made up of local business leaders and providers, daycare providers. And they're going to tackle this issue and see if they're, to use Dave's terms, are there low-hanging fruit that we can attack, or are there more complicated strategies that we need to implement in order to improve the situation here in Manhattan? Because, again, it's a workforce issue. It's an economic development issue. And we have to be at the forefront of trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's a complicated one, and I can tell you as someone who has a small child, she's 4 years old, it's a challenge when you have two working parents and finding out. We have a good situation, luckily, but I know a lot of folks aren't that fortunate.
Yeah, and the regulations have made it really challenging for people to get into the business, to do it in their homes. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just a lot of issues around daycare that maybe we can address. And I just think we need to try to figure out if there are solutions, at least for some of these issues, to encourage more people to get into the business and then make it as affordable as we can so people can get back to work.
Yeah, yeah. And COVID's obviously complicated some of that as well. We're talking with Jason Smith and Amber Wilhelm as well. We're going to take a break, and we'll get more into what Amber is here to talk about next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.